Literacy Lessons on Location by Mary F. Borba. My first day of teaching was a memorable one. I was standing at the door of my new classroom, greeting nervous parents and their excited children, trying not to let them see that I was a novice and more anxious than they were at the prospect of introducing their little ones to the world of kindergarten. I encouraged the children to come inside and find a game or puzzle to play with while we waited for everyone to arrive. One child slowly walked to the front of the classroom, plopped herself down on the wooden teacher's chair, crossed her legs, and called out to me from across the room, "Hey, teacher, when are you going to teach me to read?" This was the expectation of a 5-year-old on her first day of school 28 years ago. At the time, little did I know that my professional life would keep taking me to places where literacy learning would be at the center of my work. Today, I teach future teachers in a university program. My days as a classroom teacher, reading specialist, and principal contributed to my present desire to make a difference in the lives of children by training teachers. With the current pressures on teachers to increase academic achievement for all students, high-quality teacher training is more important than ever. Elementary teachers are faced with high expectations for their students to achieve literacy proficiency, and these expectations became law with the No Child Left Behind Act. Schools that fail to make adequate yearly progress toward proficiency goals are subject to corrective action and restructuring measures aimed at getting them back on course. With or without that legislation, I am committed to preparing teacher candidates to respond expertly to the challenge of helping children become proficient readers and writers to ensure the success in society. As I observe credentialed teachers in their classroom work, I am struck by the pressure to follow one-size-fits-all programs. Teachers must use the reading program the school has adopted, and they have little freedom either to expand on or to skip lessons as they see fit. They are required to be so tied to the text that they hardly look up to notice the possible confusion or boredom in children's eyes. When literacy instruction must be delivered to a whole class at once, there is little time for small group or one-on-one instruction. I fear that my students will be placed in schools that follow the language arts pacing calendar to such an extreme that every classroom is on the same page at the same time on the same day. I fear that they will not have the freedom or courage to enrich the lesson, skip the lesson, or repeat the lesson if that is what their students need. I fear that my carefully planned university classes will be in vain because these future teachers will soon learn that teaching is not about thinking, reflecting, observing, and making expert decisions about the best teaching intervention for a particular child. Still, I want my students to know that all reading programs adopted by schools have deficiencies, and that it is impossible for any one program to meet the needs of every child. As I instruct future teachers, my challenge is to help them acquire the knowledge necessary to identify the gaps in these programs and the skills they will need to address them. My determination to give my students the best preparation possible, coupled with my growing concern about how some schools deliver literacy instruction, led me to approach the principal at a neighboring elementary school with an idea. He supported my request to hold our weekly literacy methods class on the school campus. In return, we would provide his school with an after-school literacy club for challenged readers, and writers. Every week since we entered into this agreement, I have taught a lesson in a primary or an intermediate classroom for our new teacher candidates to observe, and the university students have taught small groups of students in Literacy Club for the last 45 minutes of our class sessions. These aspiring teachers plan and deliver a reading or writing lesson as I observe, coach, and give feedback. These observations assist me in determining the needs for our next training session together. In one of my recent weekly demonstration sessions, I taught an interactive read-aloud lesson in a third-grade classroom. I carefully planned the lesson by selecting a book that would provide vocabulary challenges to allow for teaching new words and depth that would lead to rich discussions about important ideas. I chose the book I, Doko, The Tale of a Basket. This award-winning story is about a young child who influenced a whole village to treat elders with respect and honor. The third graders were mesmerized by the story. When my students and I returned to our classroom to debrief the lesson they had just observed, it was fascinating to note the levels of learning they encountered. Our conversations went down many paths, which included classroom management techniques, effective questioning strategies, the importance of and skill involved in selecting high-quality children's literature, characteristics of excellent read-aloud texts, ways to engage all students in discussions, techniques for expanding language and vocabulary development, strategies for reaching English learners, ways to deepen comprehension, the power of wait time, and how to encourage productive and rich dialogue among the children. I found that beginning the semester-long literacy course with interactive read-alouds was a good way for my students to get their feet wet. Everyone believes he or she can read a book to a group of children. So before the students observed my session with the third graders, I provided them with a completed lesson plan to follow along as I taught. They soon realized there were times when I had to deviate a bit to better respond to the children's needs. Afterward, I gave my students an assignment to plan their own interactive read-aloud lessons. They were confident they could easily deliver a lesson similar to the one they had observed. These aspiring teachers discovered that to engage children and give them the challenges and rigor they need to deepen and expand their knowledge requires preparation and practice. Our work together in learning how to select books that intrigue children and provide opportunities for vocabulary and comprehension instruction was more difficult than they had anticipated. As one student noted, quote, "It looked easier than it actually was to select an appropriate text and plan an interactive read-aloud lesson. I realized my book didn't have the depth of ideas and vocabulary for me to explore with the students. Knowing where to stop to ask a question or when to do a think aloud to encourage rich discussion was tricky," end quote. As the semester moved along, the lessons the students observed, planned, and taught became even more complex. Teachers are the most critical factor in student achievement, far more powerful than class size, race, socioeconomic level, and classroom homogeneity. I want my students to understand that teaching children to read and write is complex and requires expertise. Children differ, and teachers must be equipped to differentiate instruction to support their learning. There is a place for commercial reading programs, but how we use them is a central concern. Commercial reading programs may be helpful to novice teachers with all they are trying to manage in that first year or two. However, new teachers need to be able to deal with variation, not sameness. Children come to us from different cultures, families, and teachers, and have had different learning opportunities. Only a well-trained teacher, not a program, can respond to individual needs. At the university level, as I help the teacher candidates develop essential knowledge and instructional strategies, I also encourage them to develop a healthy skepticism about the programs they will be asked to use. The challenge for me is to teach my students well enough that they will be able to follow a program but still recognize when it is not working and then improve upon it. My students are fortunate to have the experience of learning at a school site. Each week they observe me teaching real kids, and they teach real kids as I observe. We have productive conversations about teaching and learning centered on these shared experiences. My hope is that they will leave the university prepared for today's diverse classrooms and with the commitment to continue to seek further learning and become the expert literacy teachers their students deserve.